Chicago police say they've taken a suspect in custody in connection with a traffic accident there that took a deadly turn. Yesterday on Chicago's South Side, a driver ran a stop sign, lost control of his rented van, and hit three young women who were sitting on a porch. Moments later, the driver and his passenger were pulled from the van by an angry mob and beaten, kicked, and stoned to death. Shirley Newsom joins us. She is head of the North Kenwood Oakland Conservation Community Council. Ms. Newsom, this is certainly a hideous situation. I understand that it happened on the corner of 40th and South Lake Park Avenue in your neighborhood. What is that corner like?
It's a busy corner, actually. There is a lot of debris. Streets are torn up, and generally it's fairly heavily populated with various individuals from both inside and outside of the community.
And tell us about that community of Oakland. It sounds as if it's really a community on the rise.
It certainly is. It has gone through a lot of transition, and right now we're going through the process of rehabilitation and revitalization, and many good positive things are happening in North Kenwood, Oakland. There is a lot of money being invested in this community, as well as a lot of man hours on the part of community residents and others who have a stake in the rise of North Kenwood, Oakland.
Mm-hmm. And so this awful thing happens there. The Chicago Tribune is reporting that people in the community are not being very forthcoming about what it was that they saw and who might be responsible for it. What's the reason for that?
I think the thing that people from outside of the community area don't understand is that these people witnessed a terrible, terrible incident. Many of them are just psychologically traumatized at this point. I have talked to residents of the community who have not actually slept since this incident took place. You have to understand that for the masses of the individuals who witnessed this, this is the very first time in life mm-hmm. that they have ever seen anything of this magnitude. And as one of the residents just finished telling me, it's like all her brain will process are the bodies of people on the ground and blood, blood, blood. She knows that there was a vehicle on top of a person. She said she couldn't describe the vehicle except for what she has seen in the newspaper if her life depended on it. And so, I mean, those are the kind of things that I think outside people are not aware of. And so they make assumptions that people are not readily coming forward. And I think in the end, you're going to see any number of people who come forward.
The two men who were killed, Jack Moore, the driver, 62 years old, Anthony Stuckey, 49, were beaten in broad daylight. You've been talking with your neighbors there. What kinds of things are they saying about that?
They are just as awestruck by this as anybody. They're devastated by those deaths because at some point we can all envision ourselves being caught up in the same kind of situation. Anyone who drives a car is capable of being involved in an accident, and they would not want the community residents to respond to them in this way. And then the whole thing is we don't want people to feel that these activities were acceptable to the residents of this community. People are up in arms about this. We're getting a black eye from all over the country. Mm. And we are doing all that we can to help bring resolution to this situation so that we can move on.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Shirley Newsom is head of the North Kenwood Oakland Conservation Community Council on Chicago's South Side.